Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. Today, we are diving into the topic of manifesting and how important it is to really build the life that you want. And Sarah, I was like on Google and looking and just reading up on manifesting, because even though it's something that we do on a daily basis, I wanted like something to read for our listeners. I was on Oprah Daily and this is what I found. Okay. So essentially, manifestation is bringing something tangible into your life through attraction and belief. So basically, like if you think it, it will come. Right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely believe in manifesting. I know that a lot of people probably think it's a hoax, but we're here to talk about how we believe in manifesting and how it's helped us achieve some of our goals. So even though it might not be true, you know, I think it's something to believe in because I really do think it has some weight to it just based on my life experiences. What do you think, Steph?
Oh, I absolutely believe that manifesting is 100% a real thing. And it's had a huge impact on many aspects of my life. And I'll even say, like, I got a text a couple of months ago, and it was from someone that I used to work with. And I'll see if I can pull it up. But basically, she was like, I'm so proud of you. This was like right after I quit my job. I remember when you told me that you wanted to have a baby, you were going to leave this job because we were working in retail at the time, and that you were going to buy a house because at the time we were renting and saving up for our rental properties, and that you were going to work for yourself one day. Like you were done working for other people. And she sent me this text and she was like, I'm so proud of you. Like you are like living exactly what you said that you were going to do. And it's because I manifested that. I like really like believed that I was not going to be working in retail much longer. I didn't have it in me. It was right after I had requested time off for work and my boss basically told me no. And I just remember like that feeling. I hated that. Like I hated someone having that much power over my life. And so I just began to like really think about what I wanted for myself and what I wanted for my family. And I knew we wanted to have more kids and it would be better if I was working for myself. And so I could really have the flexibility to be a more present mother. And so I really think back on that text because it's so true. Like the things I said I wanted to do have started to come to life because I prayed for it. I put it into the atmosphere and I really believed and worked really hard to make it happen.
I love that so much. Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. I think whether we pray, we journal, we speak it into existence, we put it on a mood board, we write it down somewhere for us to see every day, I think we are subconsciously manifesting. I remember for me, like, and I obviously as a child I had no idea what manifestation was. You know, my parents would never let me have a dog and I wanted a pet. Like I wanted a dog so bad. But of course, like, you know, now I get it in hindsight as a parent having like young kids and then also having a dog, it's very high maintenance. So they would never let me have one. And I remember as a child, just like always looking at books with like dogs in them. I would imagine what it would be like to have a dog and to take care of it. And now I have Humphrey and it's so funny. Like Rami laughs at me because sometimes I look at Humphrey and I'm just like, I manifested you into existence. You're my perfect puppy. And he laughs at me so much. But I think I truly believe it. Like, and I think he was so worth the wait. He's like my little love. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. I'm happy I got him in this age of my life where I can be a proud puppy parent and really fully understand what it takes to be a dog owner. But I think like for me, little things have happened in my life where I feel like the universe has this energy. And if you open up your mind and your mindset, we talk about changing or shifting mindsets so much on this podcast, but it's so important, because for me, I've noticed little things that have happened in my life that if I wasn't aware of the signs that the universe was giving me and I didn't act upon them, so many things wouldn't have happened. So I definitely believe that there's an energy out there because of what's happened in my life. For example, like I grew up in Pakistan and Rami is in the US, and I would have never thought like a girl born and raised in Pakistan would marry somebody born and raised in the US, like halfway across the world. Like how we met, the way we met was like so interesting, because both of us had gone out of relationships, very serious relationships, at the exact same time. And then like 3 months later we met, and that's like a story for another day. But I feel like so much has happened in my life where I feel like there's definitely an energy out there, is all I'm trying to say. And if I didn't believe in manifestation or just this positive energy in the universe, then I wouldn't have gotten to my goals in life. So for example, like another thing that's super tangible is manifesting my career right now as an influencer. I never thought that this would actually be a reality, because, you know, when Stephanie and I started, like we said, it was way back when, and we didn't think that we'd be able to make careers out of it, let alone make money from it. And I realized after quitting my corporate job, it was very short-lived, but you know, I would always imagine a feeling of being my own boss and running a business and making money on my own and not having to answer to anybody. And I always like stuck with that feeling, which is like something that really propelled me forward in this business, because if I didn't have those feelings, I don't know if I would actually be able to continue forward. Because, you know, I've had this talk with so many people in my life, and I think a lot of people stick to corporate America because it's a lot easier route. There's like a steady paycheck versus if you're an entrepreneur, that's not the case. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but for myself, I kind of stuck to those feelings of freedom. If I hadn't stuck to those feelings, I don't think I would have actually been able to achieve my goal. And that for me, I think, is very powerful, because it was definitely a form of manifestation that led me to this.
So basically, you envisioned the life that you wanted and you're living it now. And I think what's so important is to really understand, like, it's okay to want more for yourself, to think really highly of yourself, and to like put out in the universe exactly what you want. One thing I wish I had done, maybe I should have been a little bit more specific. I joke about this all the time with my husband. So when I was like really young, my mom would always be in the kitchen cooking, and one of my older sisters, she loves to cook, and she would always be in the kitchen with my mom learning how to cook and learning recipes. And my mom would always be like, you know, you should come into the kitchen and learn how to cook too. And I would be like, I don't need to know how to cook. Like, I'm going to have someone in my life who cooks for me. Like, and and so I never learned how to cook, because I was always like of the mindset of someone's going to cook for me. And what I meant was a chef, like an actual chef. I wanted to be wealthy enough to have a chef, but I actually got my husband, Jason, who cooks all of our meals. So I always joke about that with him, because I was like, I should have been more specific. I love you, but
oh my God. Now I wish I had manifested a husband who would cook for me, because I'm the one who does all the cooking and cleaning. So it looks like Rami won on that manifestation.
Oh my gosh. He totally did.
He totally did. That's hilarious. I should have been more specific.
I love that. Let me find out that Rami, you know, at 10 years old, was like, I need a wife who's going to cook and clean. Like,
oh my God, I love it. We have to get them on the show and ask them these questions.
I love it. Let's get into how we actually manifest. Sarah, yes. You share first.
Okay, so like I said, I think we have to have a very positive mindset. It's something that's very important to me, especially when I'm manifesting. You can't have any negative energy bring doubts to what you truly want. And I'm such a firm believer, and if you really want something and you really stick to your why, like for example, like really stick to the feelings of why you want something and how it's going to make you feel once you achieve it, that you can absolutely achieve it. It might might not happen in like a month or 2 months or 2 years, even 10 years, but I still believe that it is coming for me. I know a lot of like manifestation schools, for example, teach that you should always, like, you should never lose faith in what you want. And if you can imagine it, it's happened in a reality in the future, and then that reality will soon be yours, but you just have to like work for it. It's obviously not like magic, you know what I mean? Like, manifestation is definitely not magic.
Right. No, not at all. I think it's all about really just envisioning the life you want. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. I don't think like anybody should just sit around and, you know, wait for magic to happen. But a lot of our experiences and a lot of our the work that we put in on a day-to-day basis should be pushing us towards the things that we really want and envision for ourselves. When Absolutely. I wanted to quit my job and not have to ask permission to take time off anymore, I wasn't just sitting around waiting for that to happen, you know? I was like doing the work to make sure and like ordering my steps in a way that would position me to be able to achieve the things that I really, really wanted for my higher self.
Right. And like one of the ways I do it is mood boards. I love mood boards. Like, I have Pinterest mood boards that I've made of like my life. And I don't even, I have like a 5-year plan where I have like a few things that I have on a mood board, but I mostly do like short-term things. I think it helps me stay focused. Like, for example, like my mood board for the year. And I feel like majority of the time, whatever I put on my mood board for a year, and if it's realistic, it does come true.
Yeah, same. I feel like,
which is like so weird. Sometimes you think about it and you're like, is this magic? Because how is this happening?
You know, honestly, it makes me think about like when I was working for Target, which I worked for Target for years. That was my first job out of college. I remember my very first boss, she was like, you get what you focus on. And so that's what makes me think of that. Like, you really, and it's true, like you get what you focus on. You get, you're going to get the result. Like, if you focus on something and you're really like working towards it and you are envisioning it, you're praying about it, you're manifesting it, you're working towards these goals, like you get what you focus on.
It's so true. And I think that kind of ties back into like having a very positive mindset, because you can talk negatively to yourself in your mind every single day, and that's really just hindering your progress. Versus if you have a positive mindset and you have a gracious outlook on life and you're grateful for what you have right now, I think that also really plays into the whole manifestation, because I think gratitude is such a big component of manifesting. You have to be grateful for what you have in order to want more.
Right. And because who's to say once you have more, like, will you be, you'll be constantly looking for the next, right? Like, I think it's
right.
important,
and
like
in
you
that
said.
Sense, you're never like happy in the time being. And I think it's important to be happy in the time being so that you can generate those positive thoughts.
Yeah, I love that. And then you also, like you were talking before we started recording, we kind of were like having a conversation, but the abundance mindset, I yes. love, love, love that.
I love it too. I think money is such a sensitive topic for a lot of people. And I think if you don't have a lot of it at whatever point in your life, sometimes you think of, you know, oh, money is just not coming to me and I'm just so poor. Or whatever, like, I feel like you think about these things and you kind of like almost wish them on yourself. Having an abundance mindset with money is so important. And I think that's one of the reasons why I believe in manifestation the most, is that I've never had a scarcity mindset with money. I always think, you know, money always comes and goes. If I need more, it'll come to me. Like, obviously not just like sitting on the couch come to me, but like as long as I'm working towards my goals, like, I will always have money and I will always have an abundance of money. And so far, it's proven to be true for myself, at least. Like, do you feel similar, Steph?
Yes, I think that having that mindset, I've never viewed my life, no matter what stage I'm in, like, even if I wasn't in a point where I felt my most successful self, or maybe I wasn't as wealthy as I want to be, like, I've always kept an abundant mindset. I've always kept the mindset of that, like, my door is always open, basically. Like, I am always worthy of more. I'm worthy of abundance. I'm worthy of a great life. And so
blessings.
And all of the blessings that God gives me, I'm worthy of those things and they will come. And I think it's important to like speak life over yourself and really believe those things. And like, even if I'm in a season of life that is not as abundant or as beautiful as maybe previous seasons, I still have that same mindset. It doesn't shift. I am still worthy of those things. They will come. And I think that's important. Like you said, mindset is so important. And because of that, I've never felt like I was poor or struggling. I feel like how you view your life and showing up as the person you want to be every single day, even if you're not there yet, it's so, so important.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think for me, especially now as an adult, one of the biggest lessons I've learned in life is that you absolutely have to be grateful for the situation that you're in. And there's something that can always be learned from the situation you're in. So whether you're having a negative experience in life or whatever season you are in life, you should always try to look at the positive and say, okay, well, this is a shitty situation, but what am I learning from the situation? What is it teaching me? Because at the end of the day, that's all that it's about. And even though you might be struggling, let's say, with money right now, what is it teaching you? Is it teaching you something about your tenacity? Is it teaching you something about your willpower? Is it teaching you what you're really truly made of to like get out there and want more for yourself and work really hard for it?
Yeah, there's a lesson in everything. And I also feel like when we're having these like conversations about mindset and about manifestation, I also believe it's important to like recognize when maybe a door closes, it's probably leading you to something better. And it might be leading you towards the things that you're manifesting. And so
I believe that. That is such a good point.
Yeah. So it's so important, in my opinion, to not get wrapped up in or lost in the frustration of a closed door. Because what if what you manifested requires you to leave that person behind, leave that job behind, leave, you know, parts of your life behind? Like, what if what you are praying for, manifesting, wishing for requires that? And so I think it's important to keep that open and positive mindset. It's hard. I'm not saying like it's easy. Like I've had moments where I'm just like in tears and frustrated. Like, why is this happening to me right now? But I also remember like everything will work together for my good. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like you have to believe that.
Yeah, I 100% believe that. Like even with little things, like for example, if you're looking for a job and you're not getting your job, like you just have to believe that there's something better coming for you and there's a reason why it's not working out for you the way you wanted it to be. And I think you just have to kind of relinquish control in that sense. Like you can only control what you can control. And if it's not happening the way you want it to for the time being, you absolutely have to believe that there are things working in the universe that are going to give you something even better than you dreamed of.
Absolutely. Wow.
I love that. I feel very empowered after that.
Yes, I do too. Manifestation. What a thing. I love it.
Yes, I love it. If you guys have any questions, comments, you want us to talk more about manifestation or whatever you want us to talk about, please let us know. We would love to hear from you. We're so appreciating all the feedback you've been giving us. It truly means the world to me that we're actually able to create some value in your life and to help you see the world in a different way. And of course, like we're still navigating our lives, but we're definitely wiser in our 30s than we were in our 20s. So we're just trying to impart some of that wisdom onto you.
I love it. We're all on this journey together. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And I hope that whatever you're manifesting comes to reality very, very soon.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode all about manifesting your life. It's so important. I hope you enjoyed this conversation and we will talk to you guys next Sunday.
See you Sunday.